Shalom, brethren. Today is Sunday, the 24th of December, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar is Tevet 12. My name is Sister Perpetua Mirembe Or Shulamit George. And I am teaching on Romans chapter 11 in relation to New Uganda, Israel, Second Born, New Revival, New Holy Revival in these end times. I'm teaching about the importance of understanding, acknowledging, and accepting the Jewishness of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, whose original name is Yahushua HaMashiach, and being able to relate this to our faith walk in Jesus Christ or Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm also teaching about identity in Jesus Christ, as you know, with the understanding that he is a Jew. He practiced Jewish culture, Jewish laws. He lived in a Jewish land. He spoke the Jewish language. And the Bible we read is Jewish through and through, both Old and New Testament, whether we like it or not. We need to understand that and accept it, acknowledge it, and run with it. Hallelujah. The New Testament was also written in the Hebrew language. We have to understand and accept that. It was later translated and made us to believe that it was originally written in Greek and Latin, but that is wrong. It was only written in the Hebrew language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Greek and Latin are more like translations. I was interrupted a little. I'm not sure where I stopped, but let's start reading chapter 11, Romans 11, verse 20. Quite so, they were broken off the Makor. They were broken off on the Makor basis of no emuna. Emuna is faith. So they were broken off based on the fact that they lacked faith in Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. But you stand only by emuna. Emuna is faith. Emuna. Do not cherish proud thoughts, but fear. Hallelujah. Do not cherish proud thoughts, but fear. Hallelujah. A light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people, Israel. That was Simeon's prophecy. The high priest Simeon's prophecy. A light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people, Israel. A light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people, Israel. A light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people, Israel. So we need to not cherish proud thoughts. Rather, we should fear the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Verse 21, for if Yah did not spare the natural anaphim or branches, neither will he spare you, because they are the foundation of our faith. The Israelites, the Orthodox Jews, are the foundation of our faith. Hallelujah. Verse 22, consider then the nedivut or generosity, the chesed means mercy, of Yahweh, God the Father, also known as Yahweh, and also the fearful judgment of Yahweh or Yahweh. To those who fell, severity, but to you, the goodness of Yahweh, provided that you continue in that goodness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. So consider then the generosity, the mercy of Yahweh, and also the fearful judgment of Yahweh. To those who fell, the severity, but to you the goodness of Yahweh, provided that you continue in that goodness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, amen. Psalm 23 says, your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen, amen. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. Verse 24 of Romans 11 says, or is it, no, verse 23, whereas they also, if they do not continue in a condition of no emuna, shall be grafted in, for Yahweh is able to graft them in again. So if they begin to believe in Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, as their Redeemer, as their, you know, the kinship, those they call it, the kinship Redeemer, the Messiah, the only true Messiah, the Deliverer, they shall be grafted in, for, you know, they shall be grafted in again. Verse 24 says, just as Ruth was and Rahab, if you were cut off, verse 24, if you were cut off from the wild olive tree and grafted unnaturally into the cultivated olive tree, how much more shall those who belong to it naturally be grafted into their own olive tree? So if you are cut off from the wild olive tree and grafted unnaturally into the cultivated olive tree, how much more shall those who belong to it naturally be grafted into their own olive tree? Verse 25, for I do not want you to be unaware, Achim b'Mashiach, of this raz or mystery, lest you be wise in your own estimation, that a hardening in part has come over Israel until the full number of the Goyim has come in. So verse 25, let me read verse 25 again. For I do not want you to be unaware, Achim b'Mashiach, my brothers in the Mashiach, in Jesus Christ or Yahushua HaMashiach, of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own estimation, that a hardening in part has come over Israel until the full number of the Goyim has come in. It's very interesting here that they are talking about until the full number of the Goyim has come in, which means, just as the Lord makes us understand throughout the book of Numbers, he has a certain number of people that amongst the Gentiles that belong to him and must come to accepting of Yah's salvation. Hallelujah. So remember, as I said, on this earth, there's the serpent seed and there is the holy seed. Each and every person on this earth is either a serpent seed or a holy seed. Those who are holy seeds are definitely made for heaven. The serpent seeds are made for hellfire. The serpent seeds rejected the Lord in the beginning of time, before, when the devil rose up against the Lord in heaven, all people were tested, all souls were tested, and all souls made up their minds before they were sent to the earth. So, but nevertheless, salvation has to go out to all parts of the earth. Every corner must hear salvation while they are living in this earthly body, so that they don't say to the Lord that he never gave them a chance to give their lives to Christ. Very often the serpent seed, even if they give their lives to Christ, they still end up becoming reprobates because they made their decision in the spiritual realm before they came to the earth to follow the devil no matter what. Unfortunately, it's important to understand this because it's part of predestination and we see it in the book of Revelation mentioned a few times, those whose names were not in the book of life, Lamb's book of life from before the foundations of the earth, were cast into the lake of fire. Those whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundations of the earth worshipped the beast, took his mark, and, you know, and so on and so forth. So predestination is something that is made very clear in the Holy Scriptures. It's written in Romans 8, it's written in Romans 9, it's written in Jeremiah chapter 1, Psalm 139, and other parts of the Holy Scriptures. So yes, there is a set number of the Gentiles on this earth that must come to salvation. And the Lord is saying once that number has come in, the Israelites, the veil will be removed and the whole of Israel will receive salvation. Hallelujah. Now, verse 26 says, the baby is now awake. And so Kelal Israel, so the complete Israel shall be delivered as it is written. Out of Zion shall come the Goel, deliverer or redeemer. He will turn away, remove Pesha from Yaakov or is Jacob. And this will be my Berit. Okay, let's go back to verse 26, sorry. And so Kelal, the complete Israel shall be delivered as it is written. Out of Zion shall come the Goel, the deliverer or the redeemer, which is Yahushua HaMashiach. He will turn away, remove Pesha, the transgressions from Yaakov. Hallelujah. I believe that's a quote from a scripture in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And it's a prophecy. Verse 27, and this will be my berit or covenant with them. When I take away their sins. So this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. It's definitely quoting. Apostle Shaul is quoting. Now verse 28. With regard to the Besuras, Haguela. Hallelujah. With regards to the gospel, the great gospel, they are enemies for your sake. So right now, the Israelites, the Orthodox Jews, are enemies of the great gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach for our sake, so that the Gentiles can be grafted into the cultivated olive tree. Whereas with regard to the Bechira or election, they are beloved for the sake of the Avot of fathers. So with regard to the Bechira or the election, they are beloved for the sake of the Avot. So because of their forefathers, the Israelites, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yashael, and the other patriarchs, the Israelites are highly of high regard by election. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the gospel, they are enemies of the gospel, sadly, for our sake. But if the Lord had to choose by election in relation to their forefathers, they are the ones that would be have a higher regard than the Gentiles. Verse 29, for the matnat Yahweh, so for the gift of Yahweh, and the Keriat Yahweh are irrevocable. For the Matnat Yahweh and the Keriat Yahweh are irrevocable. So the gift of Yahweh and the declaration of Yahweh are irrevocable. Because he's a king, you know, just like it was in the book of Esther, the king made it clear that he could not take back the decree that he had spoken through Haman about killing the Israelites. He had to, you know, the only what he could do is empower the Jews to fight against their enemies. So once kings make decrees, usually, because kings are known to stand by what they say and basically have the final say over matters, They don't just say things anyhow. They don't just release things anyhow from their mouths, or they don't just sign anything anyhow very often. So yes, whatever the Lord has decreed is irrevocable. Hallelujah. Verse 30 of Romans 11. For just as you, Goyim, were once without Mishmaat to Yahweh, but now have received Hanina, mercy or pardon, by their lack of Mishmaat. Verse 30, for just as you, Goyim, were once without Mishmaat, obedience to Yahweh, but now have received Hanina, mercy or pardon, by their lack of Mishmaat, obedience, so also they have now been without Mishmaat, obedience for your Hanina, mercy or pardon, in order that they also might receive Hanina, mercy. Verse 32. Now we are to plead for them, the Orthodox Jews, that the Lord will bring salvation to them and cause them to see the reality of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We are to pray that the veil be removed. Hallelujah. Verse 33 says, oh, the depth of the riches of the Chokmah, wisdom. All the depth of the riches and the Chokmah or wisdom, and the Daz or the Az or knowledge of Yahweh. How unfathomable are his Mishpatim. Mishpatim are the commandments. I think it's precepts. Mishpatim are his laws, and Mishpatim makes us to become Mishpacha. So if we observe the laws of the Lord accordingly, we promote love your God with all your heart and all you have. And we also promote love your neighbor as yourself. And in the process, you will become a stronger Mishpacha, family of the Lord Yahweh, and Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So the words Mishpatim and Mishpacha are related. Mishpacha are his laws. Hallelujah. And his laws are summarized in the Ten Commandments. They are also summarized in the two greatest commandments. And then we've got the 613 commandments. But as we all know, there are some commandments that do not apply anymore, especially the sacrificial commandments in this day and age. So verse 34 says, for who has known the Ruach of Yahweh, or who has been Ish as at Zato, his counselor? So who has known the Ruach of Yahweh, or who has been Ish at Zato, his counselor, a man that is a counselor of the Lord? Or verse 35, or who has given in advance to him so that his presence come only as a choiv or debt repaid? Because, verse 36, from him and through him and to him are all things. Hallelujah. So there's nothing we can use to bribe the Lord, and none of us can say we know so much of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Yahweh, or we are not, you know, or who has been his Ishtar, who has been his counselor. We are not the Lord's counselors. So because from him and through him and to him all things are all things, as John chapter 1 makes us understand. Lo hakavod lo lamim omein. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. So according to this chapter, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, or Yahushua HaMashiach as our Lord and Savior, we are grafted into the cultivated olive tree. And in the process, we are regarded as Israel. We are adopted Israel or adopted Jews. Even though we may come in as Gentiles, But it doesn't mean that the Gentiles who accept Jesus Christ or Yahushua Mashiach as their personal Lord and Savior replace the Israelites who have their roots in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob biologically. Or even not necessarily biologically, but somehow they have been adopted over time for whatever reason. So we need to have the understanding that Israel, Uganda is Israel's second born. Uganda needs to have the understanding of the Jewishness of the Messiah and walk in the footsteps of the Jewishness of the Messiah in order to be effective in the coming holy revival that has already started and is going to spread worldwide as the fulfillment of the prophecy on Acts chapter 2 part 2 and Joel chapter 2 part 2. Joel chapter 2 verse 28 to 29 part 2, Jeremiah 31 part 2, Ezekiel 37 part 2. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So Abraham's blessings are ours through the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. When you see things from a Hebrew perspective, you begin to understand that you are one with Israel. They are our brothers and sisters in the Lord, whether they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ or not. Yet they are our brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will be saved. One day they will be saved. Hallelujah. Israel will be saved. Israel will be saved. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to breathe life into the dry bones. He is going to cause Judah and Ephraim to come back together as one. Ephraim represents the 10 tribes of Israel, the 11 tribes of Israel that scattered all over the earth. So we need to understand our identity in Jesus Christ. I mean, when we are preaching in ordinary sense as Christians, we have been told to say the church, the church, the church, the church of Jesus Christ. I don't really preach like that. I would rather say the Messianic community, because that is what Jesus Christ said. The Messianic community of Jesus Christ, the Messianic community or the Messianic congregation of Yahushua HaMashiach. When you go amongst the Orthodox Jews, you will see that that is how they address the communities that they are part of in terms of fellowship. They don't call them, church the way we call them. So we're supposed to also use the word the body of Yahushua HaMashiach or the body of Jesus Christ. So I think I'm going to bring this teaching to an end. I'm hoping I've been able to throw some light on the importance of the Jewishness of Jesus Christ, understanding and accepting the Jewishness of Jesus Christ and running with it. Hallelujah. Perhaps I can maybe touch on it again in the future in a different audio with different scriptures. But for now, I have used Romans 11 and some other scriptures. I've also shared some end time prophecies that are crucial to listen to and to understand, which will help us to be able to understand that if we want to overcome the anti-Messiah and his lawlessness, which he represents, we have to know the law of God through Jesus Christ, through the Jewishness of Jesus Christ, and so that we can be able to resist the devil and he will flee from us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to also know that those who will be martyred in the future will not feel any pain. And this is one of the reasons that the revival is taking place now. All right, brethren, shalom, shalom, shalom.